With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Karen Chamis reports on the latest from the war in Ukraine.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has fired more of his aides in a continuing reshuffle as Russia launched drones and missiles across Ukraine overnight. Zelensky dismissed top aide Serhiy Shefir from his post of first assistant, where he had served since 2019. The Ukrainian president also let go of three advisers and two presidential representatives. Meanwhile, Ukraine's Air Force said that Russia launched 12 Shahed drones overnight, nine of which were shot down, and fired four missiles into eastern Ukraine. In a separate development, a Ukrainian energy company announced that one of the largest thermal power plants in the eastern Kharkiv region was completely destroyed following Russian shelling last week. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, the construction workers who were on the Francis Scott Key Bridge when it collapsed this week were on break in their cars at the time, according to the wife of one of the survivors. Meanwhile, the president of the Baltimore chapter of the NAACP, the Reverend Kobe Little, says people should never forget the hard work that migrants perform.
We express our condolences.
Le damos el pésame a las familias.
Our love.
Nuestro amor.
Our appreciation.
Nuestro aprecio.
Of the sacrifices.
Por el sacrificio.
That have been made by so many in immigrant communities.
Ukraine's armed forces say Moscow has launched a large-scale attack on energy infrastructure. That's the latest phase of the war there. The fake eclipse glasses being sold by China now posing a risk to the public. Officials are warning that the glasses lack the proper covering for the eyes and could lead some people to suffer damage if they look at the upcoming solar eclipse. This is SRN News. France is now considering curbing transgenderism. Michael Harrington explains why.
French lawmakers will take up a bill that would ban sex change operations on anyone under the age of 18. A growing number of European countries are beginning to push back on the transgender agenda, concluding that allowing children to undergo irreversible surgery in order to live as the opposite sex is harmful. Here in the U.S., more than 20 states have taken similar action, but the Biden administration is fighting them in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A stark example of China's persecution of Christians. A pastor has been released from prison after 7 years, but finds himself unable to access even the most basic services because his government identification has been permanently revoked. Pastor John Cao, arrested in 2017 while returning from a missionary trip in Myanmar. The pastor had paid a visit to the U.S. and married an American woman, but did not seek U.S. citizenship. This is SRN News. American Airlines is relaxing part of its pet policy to let owners bring their animal companion and a full-size carry-on bag into the cabin. Jackie Quinn reports the change is making it easier for many people to bring their pets on board.
Under the old rules, air passengers who brought a pet into the cabin would have to pay $150 and could only bring one small bag that could fit under the seat. Luggage would have to be checked for an additional fee. Now American Airlines is allowing more. Passengers can bring their pet into the cabin and their carry-on luggage. The airline didn't explain the reason for the change, but travel blogger Gary Leff said it had been frustrating that his small dog was counted as carry-on luggage since he was already paying a hefty pet fee. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.